WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A federal judge has ruled today that Iowa can continue challenging the validity of hundreds of ballots from potential non-citizens, even though critics say the effort threatens the voting rights of people who've recently become U.S. citizens. Those bringing a lawsuit challenging the effort include the American Civil Liberties Union in Des Moines, partly on behalf of four recently naturalized citizens. Usually reliably Republican Iowa is where a new poll by the Des Moines Register Mediacom shows Vice President Kamala Harris ahead, but within the poll's margin of error. Reaction from Donald Trump in Lititz, Pennsylvania.
They can make those polls sing. They can make them sing. They brag about it. I got a poll. I'm 10 points up in Iowa.
Filing a federal lawsuit against some Georgia counties who are allowing voters to drop off their mail-in ballots in person, the Republican National Committee, which says it's illegal because the early voting period has ended. This is ABC News. Many states and cities have severe backlogs in processing DNA and other evidence in sexual assault kits. The Nashville Metro Council wants to speed up the process by outsourcing the kits to private vendors. Good idea, says State Rep. John Ray Clemens of Nashville.
It's a step in the right direction. We shouldn't, you know, have any backlog of testing of rape kits in the state of Tennessee. To ensure the public safety, we need to make sure that we're processing the evidence as fast as possible to get these criminals off the street and get them prosecuted in an efficient manner.
The men's winner at the New York City Marathon today, Abde Ngaiji from the Netherlands.
Think about it, but I have to do my training. I have to come back. I have to go to New York. I have to be there at least podium. But my goal is to win.
And women's winner, Sheila Krepkurui of Kenya, says after the first mile, according to her,
it was really hard, but I pushed myself to the limit, and I'm so happy.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Think Radio right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. With me, Rob Roberts, is Mr. Rocker Rocker. How are you doing in there?
What's happening, Rob?
I gotta tell you, it was a beautiful fall day in Madison, and I did one thing wrong, Rocker.
What was that?
I raked the leaves.
And how is that wrong?
Well, it's good for my yard, and it's good for, you know, all that, but I don't know if I can lift my arm up to push the go button.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Oh!
You got a blister?
Right. No blisters, though. I did all right, you know. But I'm definitely a little sore. Definitely. Definitely sore.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, wow. We're here. Max Inc. We got a great show tonight. But as always, we're going to kick it off with a double dip. And Iftikhar, they're from up north Appleton area. And they are playing the Appleton Beer Factory with Hot Like Mars on November 30th and December 21st. They're at the Tracks in Green Bay with Peter Plum. Let's start the double dip off with Soft Glow. This is Iftikhar on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Just trying to make some time for me, make some time worth living. I said I don't want, no I don't need,
I don't need to be forgiven, not by you or you or anyone else who thinks I need to push on through your. I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? I'm hoping you can help me. I'm hoping, hoping you can help me. I'm just trying to stay inside the lines, you see. Inside the lines, yet driven. I take a step out and give a weak shout. Or should I ask to be forgiven? I'm asking you and you and anyone else who thinks I need to push on through, yeah. I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? I'm hoping you can help me. I'm hoping, hoping you can help me. I'm hoping you can help me. I'm hoping, hoping you can help me. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm saying is true, you can't trust anything I say. I certainly can't trust the things I do. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm doing is right, I close your eyes, throw your head back, put your hands up, let's figure this out tonight. And I said, come get some. Soft glow of electric sex. I say, come get some. A soft glow, yeah. I say, come get some. A soft glow of electric sex. I say, come get some. A soft glow. Inside the lines, you see. Inside the lines, yet driven. I take a step out, give a weak shout. Or should I ask to be forgiven? I'm asking you and you and anyone else who thinks I need to push on through. No, I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? I'm hoping you can help me. I'm hoping, hoping you can help me. I'm hoping you can help me. I'm hoping, hoping you can help me. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm saying is true, you can't trust anything I say. I certainly can't trust the things I do. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm doing is right, I close your eyes, pull your head back, put your hands up, let's figure this out tonight. And I said, come get some. Soft glow of electric sex. I say, come get some. A soft glow. I say, come get some. A soft glow of electric sex. I say, come get some. A soft glow.
Maxinc Radio Double Death with Iftikhar on your Saturday night.
Maxinc Radio, radio for the people.
We all seen our ups and downs.
Skeptica on Max Inc. Radio. A double dip of goodness, soft glow. And then today, November 30th, Appleton Beer Factory with Hot Like Mars. All this local goodness is brought to you by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Locally hand-blown glass, three locations in Madison. Shop online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. Also, they're in Weber Group, now powered by Compass. Buy or sell your next home at MoveToMadison.com. Rocker, what a great lineup of action-packed things you've got tonight. I'm so excited about talking to Kirsty Krause.
Oh, man, Kirsty Krause just won a new award. She's got a new song out. We're going to hear all about stuff from Kirsty Krause later. And Bill Zohr, Music Makes a Difference. He's headed up north. I think we're going to talk to him. He's in Stevens Point, so we'll get him on the phone, find out about their talent showcase that's coming up at the High Noon Saloon. And Natty Nation, hopefully we'll get the Natty Boys in here to tell us about their annual Black Friday show. And live in the Lair tonight, it's special. From Milwaukee, it's Black Willow Starling.
Man, and they were warming up when I came in, and they were amazing.
Wow.
They sound so good.
It's like Celtic folk music, and I mean, it sounds so good, so pure. And then, of course, we have Shane Christopher Neal with Indy 45 Show and Max Inc. After Hours with you, Rob.
The host in the After Hours, I'm just blown away. He's so talented.
He is good. And so Terry is off. They've got her buried with election coverage, right? We got the election coming up.
Yeah, everybody's running around the state just interviewing everybody. You know, Kamala and Trump were here yesterday, and then they were gone, and then they were back. It's just amazing to actually think about one of the rallies I went to. She was on stage in Georgia when we were loading in, right?
Wow.
And by the time, like, she was then there. I was like, how do you get from Atlanta, like, she... priority flights.
Air Force Two.
I'm telling you, it's so cool, man. And when she shows up too, it definitely, you know it, right? The attitude of the whole place changes.
Wow. Well, yeah. My daughter, she went to the one Kamala just had here in Dane County at the Alliant Energy Center.
Right.
And she went because Gracie Abrams.
Yeah,
right?
That
she was playing,
was
and she
amazing.
Was just like, boom, she had tickets right away.
Yes.
And, you know, she was like, and I said, well, you know, did you go there? What did you hear? Did you have fun? She said, you know, I saw some people give some speeches, and I didn't really know who they were, and now I do, right?
Yeah, right, you know? Exactly. And that was it.
So the artist, the music actually drew a younger crowd, because when you heard the crowd, it was a very young crowd.
Yeah. And,
you know, a lot of people say these days that, you know, younger people are, you know, unplugging from politics.
Sure.
Which we want them to do on the weekend with Max Inc. Radio.
Exactly.
But not for their whole life.
Yeah, it's important they're in the know,
right?
Right?
So this is a good time for, you know, younger people to kind of get involved in politics and find out what it means to vote.
Yeah.
You know, find out that it's important.
Yeah. And there's a lot of things on the ballot. You know, of course, president, that's important. But all the local things, too. Tammy's on there. And you really have to get out there and vote, and also take a minute. You go to the website, you can get your ballot and see what's on it beforehand, because there's a lot of questions on there.
Tricky referendum questions.
Right?
That you're sound like, kind of interesting.
Yeah.
But you're like,
Yeah. Even like in the city of Middleton, where I live, you know, they're talking about getting a new, you know, sewer septic system thing. And you're like, you know, that the clean water, super important.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
You know, you can go to myvote.wi.gov to find out all the voting information.
Yeah. Absolutely. Super important. Make sure you get a chance to do that. Have a plan. Go out and do that voting thing. But that's not what we're here for. We're not here to talk about the politics, Rocker. We're talking about the local music. So what do we have next? We have Parker Barrow, right?
Parker Barrow.
Barrow.
Parker Barrow. Now, you know who they're named after, right?
No.
They're named after Bonnie and Clyde, right?
Oh!
Bonnie Parker, Clyde Barrow.
There you go.
Right? So it's a husband-wife team of Megan Kane on vocals, and her husband plays drums, Dylan Turner. And they're out of Nashville. And, of course, I had booked them for Atwood Fest this year.
Oh, cool.
Because they were just an amazing band, and they fell in love with Madison. And so, you know, we're kind of adopting them here, right?
That works.
They're kind of some of those. We have a couple of those bands that are from somewhere else that we love here on Max Inc. Radio. And so, you know what? They always send us, you know, their new stuff when it's coming out.
Sure.
So we have a new song from Parker Barrow, and this song is called Don't Tell Mama. Killer video. Go check them out. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Man, Roger, what a great tune. And at Atwood Fest, I heard the stage presence was just unreal.
Yeah, you know, Rob, if you want to go check out a video, go on YouTube and find the Max Inc. Radio YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And when they were at Atwood Fest, their other tune, Count Your Dollars.
Oh, that's tonight.
In you'll be playing that after hours tonight. Yeah. And that song is amazing. They do a 17-minute version of it that's like Led Zeppelin. The guitar players are nothing short of amazing.
Yeah.
And you can go there and see that video that I actually took right in front of the stage. And it's really, so cool. It's good sound. It's a good video.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing. Parker Barrow.
Yeah, Parker Barrow. It's going to be great. Now, and our next tune, super important because, you know, I know you want to talk all about it because there's a huge tie-in to raising some money, right?
Well, it's the Evil Twins, right?
Right, right.
Marcus Bovary and the Evil Twins are the band. The Evil Twins are going to get together. So Marcus Bovary, he passed away from a brain cancer a little over a decade ago, and he was a legend here. He headed Marcus Bovary and the Evil Twins. He was a singer, songwriter, just an amazing person as well. And he passed away, but every now and then his band, the Evil Twins, get together to memorialize his music.
Yeah.
And his 25-year-old son, Quentin, and two of Marcus Bovary's longtime bandmates from the Evil Twins, Doug Meisner and Eric Doomer, will be playing as well. So they are playing December 7th at the Burr Oak in Madison.
Oh, I love the Burr Oak.
And I heard that show is starting to sell out. So if you really wanted to go, you should definitely do it. And this was from one of their bigger albums. This is the title track from their album, Flyover Land. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
Fly over land. We tell everybody we know but speak and fly over land. Fly over land is the land we're from. We're down and nobody said, hey, listen. Land is the land of love. Smell like a barn, like a club.
All right, more and more local music coming up next right here on Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
People have always trusted a compass. Now it's your turn. Hi, I'm with the Aaron Weber Group. And yes, I got a compass in my hand.
Aye, matey. A compass guides me to treasure.
I'm Magellan, and a compass got me around the world.
Aye, 'tis true.
Throughout history, a compass has been trusted to lead the way. Now, let the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, the number one real estate brokerage in the country, guide you home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Our real estate riches await.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Rides me like a roller coaster. Visits me on gloomy days. Makes my troubles melt away, away, away. Where she walks, there's no silhouette. It's a secret till she wears a headset. I don't know if I can take this anymore. boots and a black dress. Drinks vodka in excess. Leaves me a mess. Oh. Where she walks, there's no silhouette. A secret till she wears a headset. I don't know if I can take this anymore. Her touch is corrosive. Yeah, yeah,
the racing pulses, Miss Supernova on Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, Rob, we have...
Hey, how you doing, Roger?
Music makes a difference. They're a nonprofit organization of volunteers who are dedicated to supporting musicians, venues, and local charities. Music makes a difference right here in Madison, supporting Girls Rock Camp, Atwood Fest, Friends of State Street, Family, and many others. And Music Makes a Difference is presenting a talent showcase at the High Noon Saloon in Madison on Saturday, November 9th, with local bands. And on the phone with us to tell us about this great organization and the upcoming talent showcase is founder and president of Music Makes a Difference, Bill Zohr. Bill, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, Rocker. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to be here.
Oh, man. I love your organization, but, you know, you're a busy guy. You're traveling back up north right now. I hear you're in Stevens Point to see a band. Where in the world is Bill Zohr right now?
All right. Bill Zohr is in Stevens Point. There is a great band called Dig Deep. They are a four-piece string band, definitely leaning towards bluegrass, but they've got some punk history in them. So I'd say some of their music is actually thrash grass. And they've got a new album coming out. They're releasing it tonight. So downtown Stevens Point at the Opera House, I guess is what it's called. I just was communicating with Alex Dolnar, the lead singer. And, yeah, they got a great show happening tonight, and he happened to get me in because it's sold out. So,
wow.
Nice.
I guess being tied into the music industry every now and then has some perks. So
right.
I'm glad he was able to get me in.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, you know, for our listeners who may not be familiar with Bill Zohr and Music Makes a Difference, what's your backstory and how and why did you create Music Makes a Difference?
Okay, so it's very little to do with Bill Zohr, but yeah, I was looking to do something in my community. I'd been involved with a couple other charities and wanted to start I was at a new starting point in my life. So I was living downtown, wanted to do something downtown, but not sure what it was to do. And then I saw homelessness. The State Journal started a series on homelessness. And I thought maybe I could help out in that area. And it just so happened that at Bethel Church down the street from me, they had a drop-in day shelter where they served lunch and provided services for downtown guests. And I walked down, asked if they needed any help. They said gladly. I started serving lunch over time. They asked me to serve on their board. And I said, well, what do you need from a board member? And they said, you know, we've got psychiatrists, nurses on our staff. we need somebody who can help with fundraising. And I'm like, okay, how can I go about that? And then I thought about one of my passions, which is music, live music in general, and how people love, you know, to get out and listen to live music, and then to tie it in with something positive to do in your community, like having a charity that would get a benefit. To me, it just kind of like was this great idea. And so I started looking into how to create a nonprofit that could support musicians and then also support charities in our community. And Music Makes a Difference was born. To be a nonprofit in Wisconsin, you have to have a board of directors, which I wasn't thinking about. I thought this would just be a little side gig for me. But I sent out emails to 8 of my friends, and they all, every one of them said, yeah, I want to be involved. I want to be a part of it. So we're all volunteer with, you know, people from kind of all backgrounds, except for we all have a love of music. And so that was 2017. Our first event was actually held in the community space that's at the top of Ovation 309. I was actually living in that apartment building at the time, and they got this beautiful space up at the top that is for their residents, but also can be reserved for people from the outside. Beautiful view of the Capitol, and they allowed me to host an event there as long as residents from the apartment complex could come too. So we sold 100 tickets and had a great duo named Moores and McCumber, kind of a folk rock group, and we raised over $2,000 that night for the Bethel Lutheran homeless group. So, and from then on, it was, you know, we try and do about 4 or 5 events a year. And again, it's musicians focus, always trying to have some local involved, if it's at least just the opener. And then we'll bring in, we brought in Webb Wilder from Nashville. We had the Dead South when they were on the rise. They're from Saskatchewan. The Black Lilies. So we've had a lot of great bands. We always have a local opener. And then once a year, we have our local talent showcase, which is what I'm here to talk about, which is next week, Saturday at the High Noon Saloon. And we got 3 local bands, one of which, the Racing Pulses, I was just listening to you.
That's right.
You guys were playing that. So that's what Music Makes a Difference is all about. Supporting musicians, they all get paid. We help the venue out because they have no financial risk, because we cover the cost of the band. The venue provides the space, but then they get people in their venues and buying alcohol, and so they're happy with the scene. And then every event we pick one local charity. There's a subset of our board that's a task force, and they choose different charities. The one for this upcoming showcase is Dane for Dogs. And that is actually a local group, a grassroots group that wants to eliminate dogs and cats being bred just for scientific experimental purposes.
Oh, wow.
Their view is that you don't need to test things on animals anymore. That's old school. And so that's what their focus is. And we wanted to support them and their cause. So that's there will be somebody from Dane for Dogs at the local talent showcase. They'll give a little spiel from the stage. But then they'll be available for if anybody has a greater interest and want to talk to them. But they definitely get a financial component from partnering with us for this local talent showcase.
That is awesome. It sounds like a great cause. Just to reiterate, that is Music Makes a Difference Talent Showcase at the High Noon Saloon in Madison on Saturday, November 9th. That starts at 7 p.m. It's The Remedy, The Racing Pulses.
Oh, yeah.
And Two Dragons, which I see here is Twang Dragons Duo. So that sounds like a special band. And it's a free event.
Yep.
And ages are 18
totally
and up.
Free. Yep. And doors open at 6. And then just one extra tweak to that, someone reached out to me and said, hey, can we give 15 minutes of time to a youth who captured, he won the Fête de Marquette Youth Karaoke Contest.
Cool.
And this kid, he's got a soulful voice. And when I was approached about this, I'm like, well, hell yes, this is what Music Makes a Difference should be about, right?
Yeah.
Helping to showcase an up-and-coming musician. So I actually just met with him and his parents today just to get to know him. And the kid's great. So we're going to sneak him in right before The Remedy, right before the headliner. So hopefully he'll have a nice crowd to get up on stage and show what he can do with his beautiful voice.
Wow. So what's his name? Who should we be looking for?
Yeah, he goes by the name Maine, M-A-N-E.
Wow.
And he's a seventh grader currently at one of Madison's middle schools on the west side.
Yeah.
But he shows a lot of promise, and we're excited about him.
Wow.
I met him today. He's a really fine young man. He was wearing a cowboy hat and cowboy boots, but he also... Yeah, I don't want to give away just what he'll be singing, but I'm excited about it.
I saw him at an open mic night over at Luzier Community Center, and he is amazing.
That's what is. Oh, excellent. Glad that you were able to see him. Yeah, that's what his parents were saying, that that's where he got his start, was at the Luzier Community Center. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, I've not actually heard him perform live. I did get to see a video clip, and I'm like, this kid's the real deal. It's going to be exciting to see him progress over the years. So,
wow, that is pretty cool. Well, that you can see at the High Noon Saloon Saturday, November 9th, starts at 7 p.m., doors at 6 p.m. And, what's coming up for Music Makes a Difference in the future, and how do we keep up with Music Makes a Difference online?
Appreciate you asking that, Rocker. And yes, so at this time, 2025 is a wide open script. We're having some ideas. We're thinking we want to do a tribute night, because we definitely see that the local music fans love tribute things, like, Tom Petty or Prince or Johnny Cash. So we're gonna look to do one of those. We're looking to do a show like a Cinco de Mayo show. So if are any listeners who know some great bands that we can play for a Cinco de Mayo thing, we'd be happy to hear about it. And then I'm also going to try and put together a gospel event. Those are the ones that are currently in the queue. Sometimes things pop up. Like, we just hosted at the Gamma Ray, a band reached out to me that I had met in Colorado, and they're called Kind Hearted Strangers. They were cruising through the Midwest. A gig fell through, and they're like, "Can you find us a gig in Madison?" And I'm like, and I hadn't spoken to these guys in 3 years, and this was 2 weeks in advance of the event. I'm like, "Oh man, what do you think? I'm a magician?"
Yeah,
but
right.
I reached out to Kevin. Mm-hmm. Kevin had just started up his Gamma Ray earlier this year,
right.
And he was going to have karaoke. He goes, "I sure would rather have some live music if we can swing it." So boom, 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 we put it all together. We had Shondell Marks and a friend of hers named John. I can't remember his last name. They opened the show, and we got the Kind Hearted Strangers on the stage. So, sometimes events just pop up. The best way right now to track us is we've got a Facebook account, which is Music Makes a Difference. And our website, which is a work in progress, that's musicmakesadifference-madison.com.
Nice. Bill, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us tonight. We really appreciate it. We love Music Makes a Difference in what you guys do.
Well, and thank you guys for letting me be here. Rob and Rocker, you guys are great. Love what you provide our city, and keep on rocking.
Thank you. And hey, let's listen to some more local music. This is Angela Puerta. She performs as Shakira, and her band features Kyle Wrightly on guitar, which is Civil Engineers, Big Payback, and Now Lonely Proof, Dave Randall on drums from Dub Foundation, Joshua Velasquez on bass, and Johan Galindo on congas. This will be Hips Don't Lie, a tribute to Shakira, Friday, January 24th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison. Right now, let's hear a little Angela Puerta. She will be performing as Shakira coming up on Friday, January 24th. This song is called Being in the U.S. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Every minute in the world, it's like a battle. No, don't tell me no, that I don't have home. I know I don't belong to the city, its traditions and folklore. But some in the U.S. feel too burdened and betrayed. When in towns like this, there is food until world ends. Your ass and make some cash. Forgive me, but poor countries know the value of
having on their tables super cashews. No, don't tell me no, that you can thank the world. Sometimes it's not enough, but be grateful to your land that made you grow. But some in the U.S. feel too burdened and betrayed when in towns like this there is food until war counts. There is acute depression but don't know what hunger means. With their medications they pretend everything's
I'm sorry.
Amelia Ford right here on Max Inc. Radio. How you doing? Another fantastic Saturday night. Rockers here with me. We've got so much stuff coming up, like a double dip of Bing Bong that's coming up in the next hour, because I am guessing, I don't know, Rocker, you tell me why, top performer, Mom Award, that way?
Yeah, they were cleaning up a bunch of awards.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
They're pretty good. They've won a lot of awards. Yep.
I was thinking about going to see them at the Burr Oak on the 3rd of January. I know it's next year, but my calendar is always so crazy that I marked it off right there.
And let's see, where else are they playing there?
I'm sure they've got a lot of different gigs. That's the one I'm really excited about seeing.
I can see I got to do some work here before we come up with a double dip.
Yeah,
my form doesn't have the dates on it.
He's like, oh,
that's geez. Why I'm like stumbling around. I'm like, what's going on here?
What's going on here? Also, we're going to talk to Kirstie Krause in just a little bit, so that'll be good. Also, in the next hour of Max Inc. Radio, and then don't forget about the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. You know, on your way home from the club, that's when I do my thing and get you home safely and talk about all sorts of local things that are happening around Wisconsin.
That's pretty cool. Hey, you know, Jimmy, he's probably getting back in town here pretty soon. He went to St. Louis this week, right? On a train.
Yeah, and swung by Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was in Chicago last night. And I think he's getting back to Madison here today. So
there was a you said there was a Max Inc. Radio Halloween costume contest, and I'm dressed exactly like Jimmy K. So
you need a handlebar mustache or a beard.
Yeah, too. Well, I had the fake one. It's in the but couldn't grow one like Jimmy's that fast.
Well, let's get back to live music. Let's get back to music here, local music. This is Corkin's Bottle String Band, live bluegrass music in a cozy neighborhood bar. That's what these guys are like, right? And you can see that in a cozy neighborhood bar at the Harmony Bar in Madison, Thursday, November 14th. This is Corkin Bottle String Band, brand new Ex-Wife.
On Max Inc. Radio.
I began my day in the afternoon. Last night I said I'd be home soon. Are you gone for good? Promises are hard to keep. For nighttime man who likes daytime sleep. Are you gone for good? Are you gone for good? I guess that I thought you would be the one for me all my life. Are you gone for good? I know not where you stood. I've got myself a brand new ex-wife. Last night I don't know what I said, but I stayed out late, got drunk instead. Are you gone for good? There was a time when I was tried and true. It must have been before I met you. Are you gone for good? Are you gone for good? I guess that I thought you would be the one for me all my life. Are you gone for good? I know that where you stood. I've got myself a brand new ex-wife. She got tired of me, left me when I was 23.
Are you gone for good?
I wish my second wife the best, but she flew the coop like all the rest.
Are you gone for good? Are you gone for good? I guess that I thought you would be the one for me all my life. Are you gone for good? I know that where you stood. I've got myself a brand new ex-wife. I've got myself a brand new ex-wife.
Forget about us on MySpace. Like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the...
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.